A Foot in the Grave by Joan Akin and Jan Pienkowski. Read by Danica Fairman. Cold Harbor. Fred Skinner, our history teacher, used to make a bit of extra cash during the holidays by giving lectures aboard cruise ships. Easy money, he said it was. People on those cruises fairly soon grew bored with picturesque ports and postcards and gift shops and scenic bus rides. Give them a bit of solid information about Hannibal or Napoleon or the slave trade, he said, and they're as happy as sandboys and begging for more. Being fixed up with such an eager, captive audience must have been a real treat for Mr. Skinner, who, undersized, hatchet-faced, sandy-haired with a big birthmark on his forehead, made a natural target for the loutish macho figures of the lower fifth. Three of those were his main persecutors: Pete Dummer, Tiny Foligno, and Goon Gold, all three large, active, and pea-brained. I've seen poor Skinner reduced to actual tears of rage and helplessness at the end of one of their classes. So, going off on a nice, well-behaved cruise ship, giving talks to enthusiastic adults with free meals, trips ashore, and his own wee cabin thrown in, must have seemed like a foretaste of heaven. Until the day when Pete, Goon, and Tiny came aboard. In a way, it was Skinner's own fault. He had boasted so much about the cruises, Corinthian classics they were called, and about how he and the management were on such A1 terms they were even thinking of making him an honorary director, that finally our headmaster, Claude Knott, known of course to one and all as Granny, got bitten by the cruise bug as well, went on one of them, and decided that from then on, cruises should be a cultural extra. He got cut price rates from Corinthian for bulk bookings, and it was amazing.